When I look at the church today, there's a lot of things that make me glad and full of faith. One is to see the people of God, like you, doing what they can do to get together and meet during these unprecedented times. This is times that we cannot get together in one place, but it encourages me that people are still working to get together. So thank you for joining us on Facebook or watching through our website. And thank you for desiring to grow in your spiritual life and also working to connect with other people in the body, whether that's been on a phone or through Zoom. I just want to say thank you. But not only am I glad about some things in the church, but I also have a concern about the church, especially the church at large. And that concern is that the people of God, who have said, I want to follow Jesus with all my heart, I wonder how many of them still might be too in love with this world. And the problem with that is this. If you're too in love with the world, it would result in spiritual complacency, or it might even eventually pull you away from God. Let me remind you of the first part of Romans 12, verse 2. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Church, God does not want us to conform to the ways of this world, but he wants us to get our minds on his will and our future with him. Back on week one of this series, we looked at the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, which reminds us that God is for us and we can take everything to God in prayer. Week two, we looked at a song entitled, It Is Well With My Soul. Church, no matter what is going on in the world, whatever the chaos may be, our soul is satisfied because God is in control. Last week, we looked at the hymn, Amazing Grace. Church, we need to know that God's grace is sufficient. And we can have confidence in God's grace because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Amen? Well, this morning, I want to look at a hymn that will remind us of our blessed hope, our hope of eternity with God. It is the hymn entitled, When We All Get to Heaven. Church, we need to be thinking about and looking for the blessed hope because Jesus is coming back. Let me start this morning by giving you a little bit about the author of this hymn, When We All Get to Heaven. It was written by Eliza Hewitt. Eliza was a school teacher in Philadelphia. She was a Christian lay worker. She was deeply devoted to the Sunday school movement that happened in the late 1800s when it really began. Eliza's goal in writing the song she wrote, she says, was to reach children and teach them the basic truths of the gospel. She dedicated this particular song, the one we're talking about today, to her own Sunday school class in Philadelphia. Sadly, though, her career as a school teacher was cut short by the development of a spinal cord disorder, and this caused her to become a shut-in for many, many years. And although she was an invalid for much of her life, Eliza had the privilege of having a personal friendship with Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby was also an incredible hymn writer. She wrote songs like To God Be the Glory and Blessed Assurance, which are great songs of the church. Both of these women wrote songs that really still encourage the church today. There's one particular song that I grew up singing in church that Eliza wrote, and it's called More About Jesus. And even though we're going to talk about when we all get to heaven today, I want you to hear the teaching heart of Eliza in her song, More About Jesus. The words say this, more about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. And the last verse of this says, more about Jesus on his throne, riches and glory all his own, more of his kingdom's sure increase, more of his coming, Prince of Peace. And that last line is what I want to focus on today. More of his coming, Prince of Peace. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Church, can you imagine what it will be like when we all get to heaven? Heavenly Father, Lord, we are excited to know your salvation and to know your grace. But I also want to be people who desire and yearn to see your return. Confirm in our hearts today that you are coming soon. We ask this in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. Amen. The chorus of When We All Get to Heaven says this, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Church, I truly love the amazing grace of God that has saved our souls, but our faith has to keep in mind the hope of eternity with God. That includes the catching away of the church. You might have heard it called the rapture. As the church, we believe that at any moment, Jesus will return and take away the church of the living God. It's kind of like this jack-in-the-box. How many of you as a child grew up playing with a toy like this? I know there's several versions of it. And now I don't know if the toy was meant to scare kids or surprise kids. But you're supposed to focus on the toy and turn the dial knowing that it's going to open at some point. The lid will pop open and the jack-in-the-box will come out. And as you turn the handle, you know it's going to happen, but you're not sure exactly when it will happen. Now, the music might give you some clue, but you never know exactly when the jack will pop out of the box. Well, church, the same is true of Jesus and his return. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus because he is going to return one day, and it should not surprise us. It should not scare us because we already know he is coming back and we're looking for his return. And like the music, there are signs of his return, but we do not know exactly when it will happen. But as the church, we live with this blessed hope. Jesus is coming back for his church. Amen. How do we know this? Well, the Bible gives us prophecy regarding Jesus's coming for the church. Now, there are several end time events that are prophesied. The catching away of the church, the tribulation you probably have heard of, the battle of Armageddon, the second coming of Christ. That is when he actually comes back to the earth and reigns for 1,000 years. And there are many other end time events that we can talk about. But today, I want to focus on the catching away of the church, the rapture, because that is what we need to be ready for. I do not want you to miss it. I do not want you to be so wrapped up in the things of this world that you miss the coming of Jesus. I want us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Today, I'm going to talk about three things: the comeback, the catching away, and the great reunion. First, let's talk about the comeback. I guess a question that arises when we begin to talk about end times is, what do we believe? What do we believe about Jesus' return? Well, we call it the blessed hope. And to be straightforward, we believe that Jesus Christ is coming again to take his followers to heaven. And we believe this because Jesus said it. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then it has to be true because he's the truth. Also, the Bible tells us that God cannot lie. Titus 1:2 says, this truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. You see, all the prophecies concerning Jesus and his first coming were true. So that leads us to believe that all the prophecies concerning Jesus' coming again have to be true. So listen to what Jesus said in John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believed in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And then listen to, I want you to hear verse 1 of When We All Get to Heaven for a moment. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. That's the salvation. Then she writes, in the mansions, bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. Jesus said, my Father's house has many rooms. The King James Version uses the word mansions. And Jesus has gone to prepare a place for all of those who know him as Lord and Savior. Jesus went on to say, though, in verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Church, Jesus is coming back. In the early days of the New Testament church, Christians who lived under the Roman rule in Rome would greet one another with this word, Maranatha. Maranatha means the Lord is coming, or come, O Lord. And they would use this to encourage each other, especially during times of persecution. Paul uses the word Maranatha at the closing of his first letter to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 21, Paul says, if anyone does not love the Lord, let that person be cursed. Come, Lord. Now, the come, Lord, is the word Maranatha. In this verse, though, you can hear Paul is giving a warning to those who do not know the Lord. But he still knows the Lord is coming and wants them to be prepared. In fact, Paul has a lot to say in regard to Jesus coming back. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 8, Paul declares this, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul describes Maranatha, come Lord, this way in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Church, the Lord is going to shout a command, and a trumpet is going to sound, and then it says the dead in Christ will rise. Now, I do not know how or what that is going to look like. And if you live near a graveyard, it might be interesting to see what happens when that does take place. But here's what the Bible tells us about those who are dead in Christ, those whose bodies have been put into the ground who were believers in Jesus. It says it's like a seed. When you put a seed in the ground at the proper season, at the proper time, life will come out of that dead seed. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42. And here's what happens at the resurrection. Paul says, it's the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they'll be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. Church, the Lord shouts, a trumpet sounds, and God raises glorified bodies from the ground. Church, Jesus is coming back. That is the comeback. But let me read on in 1 Thessalonians about the catching away. Here it is again, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them. He's talking about first them being those who are dead in Christ, but we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. The Greek word for caught up here is the Greek word harpazo. It means to snatch away, to be rescued or taken out by force. Church, we're going to be rescued from this world and all the calamity and disaster that is to come upon it. And then we get to be with Jesus forever. Jesus described the catching away in Matthew's gospel this way. Jesus said in Matthew 24:40, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Church, we must stay ready. We cannot get caught up in this world. Jesus could come at any time, at any moment, and we must be ready for his return. Now, you have to understand this. This is not the first time that a catching away has happened. There are other events like this in the Bible. Enoch in the Old Testament, he was walking along with God and he disappears because God took him. Elijah was walking along, a chariot of fire came down and a whirlwind, it says, took him away. Jesus in the New Testament, after the resurrection, he was taken up in a cloud as he ascended into heaven. And one day, church, the trump of God will sound. And those who are still alive and walking on the earth are going to be caught up. Those who are believers in Jesus will be taken up into the clouds and rescued out of this world to be with the Lord forever. And so we have the comeback. Jesus is coming back. We have the catching away. Those who are believers get raptured out of this world. But then we have the great reunion. The great reunion is when the people of faith, all of those who have put their faith in Jesus as their Savior, get to be together with God forever. Christians will be with God forever. This is how the Apostle Paul describes it again, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Eliza, her hymn, puts it this way. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Encourage one another with these words. I want to encourage somebody today. I want to encourage somebody who's hurting or grieving in the midst of all the stuff that's going on in the world. I want to encourage you. Jesus is coming again. Church, if you are in Christ, there will be a day when you will be in the presence of God forever. And in that place, there will be no more pain, no more heartache, No more sickness, no more disease, no more death, no more shame. There will only be life in the presence of God. And so I want to encourage you with these words. Maranatha, our King is coming soon. Listen, when that trumpet blows and when the Lord shouts out his command and the dead in Christ rise and those who are still alive on earth are caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, then we will be united with him forever. Listen, that ought to encourage us. And I don't want you to miss it. Do not become so complacent in this world. Don't get so satisfied with the things of this world. This is not our home. The writer of Hebrews says this, "For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come." Philippians 3:20 says, "But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior." Then Paul makes this statement in Philippians 1:21, "For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better." Paul was saying to live on this earth is to show the love of Christ every day and look for opportunities to represent his grace and his forgiveness and his love in this world. And church, that is great, and that is how we're going to live. But Paul says, but to die, he says, it even gets better because this world is not my home. I look forward to being with my Father in heaven. Church, we live for a higher calling. Hear what Paul says to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 15. "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." Paul ends his thought, though, in verse 58 with this. "So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable." Hear that again. Be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Church, live for Jesus while you live for eternity. I hope you realize that you are a masterpiece of God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. That's what the Bible tells us. You have a divine, heavenly assignment while you are on earth. Listen, you carry the hope of eternal life in you, and you have the opportunity to share that blessed hope with others. So share it. Let it be known that Jesus is coming again. Church, time is short, and we cannot leave words unsaid or deeds undone or our blessed hope unshared. We need our Heavenly Father to really seal that truth of his coming deep within our hearts and our lives so that we know he's coming. And I pray you will not get infatuated with this world and allow your attention to be taken off of our soon coming King. Church, Jesus is coming again. We know as believers that one day the trump will sound. We know that Christ will return. And whether that will happen in our lifetime or not, I do not know. But we have to continue to live for Jesus every moment of every day. There may be somebody listening today. Maybe you grew up in church and going to church and you kind of believed in God, but you never really made a heart commitment to him. Well, today you can make that commitment to the Lord. Or maybe you have no church background. But all of you need to know that God loves you. And he sent his only son, Jesus, to pay the price so you could be forgiven. Jesus, who was perfect in every way, became the Lamb of God and died in your place. But on the third day, the stone that had been placed in front of the tomb was rolled away and Jesus rose from the dead. It was prophesied that he would come, die, and be raised from the dead. And guess what? it happen. Just like it's been prophesied that he is coming again, and it will happen. But will you be ready? Today you can accept Jesus as your Savior and make things right with God. And he will pour out his grace and his forgiveness on your life. Turn from your sin. Turn toward Jesus. Call on his name and surrender your life to Jesus today. And one day, you will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air and be with him forever. If that's you this morning who needs to accept Jesus, would you pray with me? Would you say, Heavenly Father, I give you my life. Jesus, save me. Forgive me of my sins and make me new. I want to follow you and live for you for the rest of my days. Give me hope as I look for your coming. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Would you listen to the last verse, these words of when we all get to heaven? It says this, onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Church, time is short, and King Jesus is coming soon. And this morning, as we close, I want you to repeat this declaration with me. In your home, wherever you are, would you say this out loud? Would you say, because Jesus is coming, I will not back down. I will not sell out. My life is too valuable, my calling too great, and my God too good. I will not waste my life on things that do not last. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. This morning I want to sing this song with you. Maybe you've never sung it before and maybe you don't know the tune, but it says, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Stanza is a call to us. It says, onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Shout the victory, yes, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be, when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. We'll sing and shout the victory. Amen. And that's why we can live this Jesus-filled life, because Jesus is coming again.